Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hoard, and this is your Bengals training camp report for Friday, July 28th. It's brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Cincinnati Bengals. This was day one of training camp, and the big question going into the Bengals' first practice involved the status of two key players coming back from injuries, Giovanni Bernard and Tyler Eifert. I'm happy to report that not only did both players practice, but both of them look good. Watching Giovanni Bernard, you would never know that he's coming back from a torn ACL that ended his season in Game 10 last year. And Eifert says his back is fine after having off-season surgery.
I go out there and I play the game, play it as hard as I can, help our team win, move the ball, score points. And, you know, I just ran into some injuries last year, so it's just doesn't change the way I do things. You just can't think about that stuff. You just got to go out there and play.
Top draft pick John Ross also practiced today, but avoided drills where there could be contact on his surgically repaired shoulder. Second-year wide receiver Cody Core looked fine after suffering an ankle injury a month ago in minicamp. I'm joined now by my broadcast partner Dave Lapham. Lap, did anybody stand out to you on day one?
Joe Mixon. And all the guys that you mentioned as well, the team speed, I was saying to myself, well, is that speed going to translate from the draft to the practice field? Boy, did it. I mean, the speed just jumped out at me. And all the guys you mentioned, if I'm Andy Dalton and I have Joe Mixon, Giovanni Bernard, A.J. Green, who's taken genetic phenomenon to another level. I mean, he looks like an Olympic world athlete out there. Tyler Eifert, Ross. Who do you defend, and how do you defend him? If Ross is going to beat you deep, do you take a safety over the top? You can't do that. You have A.J. Green on the other side. And then what about Tyler Eifert down the middle? Both backs can detach and line up in the slot and go five receiver set with an empty backfield. Do you go base? Do you go with your sub packages? What do you do? So all the people you talked about, and A.J. coming back looking like he's looking, and Joe Mixon to the mix potentially, unbelievable, Dan. I think that weapons galore out in this football field.
Lap, I said the big question on day one involved the status of Bernard and Eifert as they come back from their injuries, but the big question in general going into this training camp involves the play of the offensive line. There's no hitting per NFL rules on the first 3 days of training camp. What, if anything, can we learn about the young players trying to step into key roles on the offensive line?
Well, Cedric Oboehi and Fisher belong. Athletically, they are NFL players. Great feet, and they looked real good out here, but of course it is underwear ball, like you say. Don't have shoulder pads on yet. And we'll see a little bit more on Monday. But one other guy that kind of caught my eye, always looked for a free agent in the early stages, Josh Tupou. And I mean Powell. Big D lineman out of Colorado. It's about 350 during the spring, down to 335. He's been working hard in the month since they haven't been together. And watching him, you can tell, even though they don't have pads on, he's a football player. And he can anchor. Watch Josh Tupou. He'll bring it. And I think on Monday he'll make a little bit of a statement.
All right, if you couldn't get out of work to come to training camp on Friday, you've got the opportunity to see the Bengals Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's practice starts at 3 in the afternoon, and as always, free and open to the public. For Dave Lapham and our photographer, Stephen Huddy, I'm Dan Hoard. Thanks for checking out this Bengals training camp report here on Bengals.com.